relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. Right now, we're going to the live stream from the courtroom. The verdict has been reached, and we're going to transmit it live here on America First in the Derek Chauvin trial.
Members of the jury, I will now read the verdicts as they will appear in the permanent records of the 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota, County of Hennepin, District Court, 4th Judicial District. State of Minnesota Plaintiff versus Derek Michael Chauvin, Defendant. Verdict, Count 1. Court file number 27, CR20-12646. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to Count 1, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:44 p.m. Signed, juror foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 2. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 2, third degree murder, perpetrating an eminently dangerous act, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021 at 1:45 p.m. Signed by jury foreperson, juror number 19. Same caption, verdict count 3. We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count 3, second-degree manslaughter, culpable negligence, creating an unreasonable risk, find the defendant guilty. This verdict agreed to this 20th day of April, 2021, at 1:45 p.m. Jury foreperson 019. Members of the jury, I'm now going to ask you individually if these are your true and correct verdicts. Please respond yes or no. Juror number 2, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 9, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 19, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 27, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 44, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 52, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 55, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 79, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 85, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 89, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 91, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Juror number 92, are these your true and correct verdicts?
Yes.
Are these your verdicts, so say you one, so say you all?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Members of the jury, I find that the verdicts as read reflect the will of the jury and will be filed accordingly. I have to thank you on behalf of the people of the state of Minnesota for not only jury service, but heavy-duty jury service. What I'm going to ask you to do now is to follow the deputy back into your usual room, and I will join you in a few minutes to answer questions and to advise you further. So, all rise for the jury.
Hard to tell his reaction. He's masked, along with his lawyers. All counts. Derek Chauvin, the officer, in the case concerning the Floyd death, found guilty on every single one of the charges. Now the question with regards to what Maxine Waters did after curfew, which the judge stated is grounds for a potential appeal. Why? Because she intimidated the members of that jury. She said, stay on the streets. More confrontation is needed. That's the normalization of violence we have become accustomed to in recent years from the Democrats. And the irony, the comparison, the paradox couldn't be deeper. Remember what we have been told since January the 6th, that the last president, through his words in which he called for a patriotic and peaceful march to the Congress, that he incited violent insurrection. That led to his being impeached for a second time. Not tried, because they failed for a second time, but they charged him with violence, with incitement to violence. What's the truth? Nobody on the right, amongst the leadership of the Republicans, called for violence. But the left has, for years and years. Let's listen to Whip Steve Scalise with regards to exactly that contrast. Video cut 7, play cuts.
The comments that Congresswoman Maxine Waters made is on par with the comments that former President Trump made prior to January 6th, that the same level of violence?
No, in fact, President Trump used the words peaceful when he talked about the statements that he made. I haven't heard Maxine saying anything about peacefully protesting. She's talked about violence. She's talked about, I think the word is, get more confrontational in the streets if the verdict goes the wrong way. There's nothing peaceful about that.
My prediction, this doesn't change anything. A jury has spoken. It will be appealed. Maybe Maxine Waters' statements, calls for violence, will result in acquittal, in appeal. But with regards to everything we've witnessed, the left's commitment to violence, that hasn't changed today. Their intimidation, whether it's trying to beat down Tucker Carlson's door, whether it's smearing blood on the former home of one of the members of this jury, none of that changes. It only changes when they realize that they will pay a political penalty for doing it. And that only happens when we send a message to our representatives, to our senators, and specifically to the GOP, that it's time to get serious. It's time not to acquiesce, not to always surrender and want the approval of the mainstream media or to play nice with Nancy, because they never play nice. For them, the ends justify the means. And they always fight. They learned from Saul Alinsky. When you win one battle, you don't stop. You don't have a breather. You continue. You fight on. When the other side is regrouping, licking its wounds, working out when it can actually function normally again, you don't give it respite. You don't give it a moment's chance to gather itself. You pile on. Where's the will to pile on for America? Where's the willingness to demonstrate a commitment to our founding principles? And I mean a true commitment, where we don't put our heads down and just say, not today, enough, or I can't risk it because what will they say? What will happen if I speak up at a PTA meeting or at the local school board? What will happen to my children in school? What price will I pay professionally? That's the attitude of having surrendered. It's not enabling. That is the actual definition of surrender. When you say that you're going to change what you do, to please those who hate you. That's surrendering everything that we represent collectively as a nation. Are you prepared to do that? 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when your children, your grandchildren ask you, what was America like when it was still free? What did you do about it? And you have something to say that isn't shameful? Time to reassess your commitment. For those who can run for public office, now is the time. For those who can do something locally, do it! And for all of you, you can start by filling the more than 50% of all Republican local positions that are empty today, because we have too many lazy people and far too many cowards. The left won't stop. Whatever we do to try and please them, they will not stop. Guilty on all charges, Officer Derek Chauvin. Breaking news here on America First. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
I actually just listened to Maxine Waters, and of course we all have to be cognizant of what we say. I don't think what she said in any way we should criticize her for. Of course we should be more confrontational. That doesn't mean we should be more violent.
Is that a Democrat? Well, no, of course it's not a Democrat. That's a Bush, former Bush strategist called Matthew Dowd, making excuses. Of course he's making excuses for Maxine Waters, because that's the establishment Bushy GOP. And of course they want to make nice, just like the left wants to destroy conservatives. But the big question, now that we have Derek Chauvin, Officer Chauvin, found guilty on all charges, what is it they chant? No justice, no peace. Well, if this is the justice you've been clamoring for, screaming for, burning down America, is there going to be peace tonight? What do you think? Let's go to your callers. Your callers? Whose callers? My callers. Mike in Minnesota has been waiting very patiently. Line one. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Gorka.
Of course.
I am a long-time listener, first-time caller, big fan.
Appreciate it.
been dying for that. All right. I'm in northern Minnesota. I'm not in the foreign nation, the hostile territory of occupied Minneapolis. But
So are things relatively normal where you are then?
No, sir. Yesterday in Minnesota, there was a 100-plus school student walkout for equality towards the verdict. And I was
what?
On hold waiting. 100-plus schools in the state of Minnesota, the teachers had the students walking out in protest looking for racial equality and solidarity.
And what did the parents do? Did they just agree?
Most of them had no consent. I spoke with all of my friends that had students from middle school to high school age, and they had no idea that this was going on. All the way up here to by the Canadian border where I live.
Incredible.
But the thing about it is that Minnesota is California 2.0, or so much of that progressive envy trying to out-progressive each other. Nobody takes into consideration that Minnesota has become the Midwest version of California. It's 10 minutes closer for you to drive from Minneapolis to Chicago than it is for you to drive from Minneapolis to my home. And I live every day under fear that I'm going to be red flagged. I live every day under fear of being pulled over. I live every day, you know, watching my taxes go up, my property taxes, everything, because we're paying for all of this revenge rioting that's going on in Minneapolis. And it's not going to change. You guys nailed it on the head. This changes nothing.
Yeah. So how long have you been there?
I've been a resident of, I'm 47 years old. I've been a resident of Minnesota since 1979.
So what changed? When did it change? Was it people from California? Can you put your finger on it, Mike?
I can tell you the exact moment that Minnesota's demographic changed and when this started to go. 1965, Walter Mondale and Cesar Chavez in California. That's when they began importing illegals that Chavez didn't want. In the 70s, we started taking a massive influx of Hmong population from the war-torn, you know, Cambodia and Laos.
The Hmong population aren't crazy liberals.
No, but it's a statistic fact that first time amongst immigrants, first time voters, first time voting, they're going to be voting Democrat.
So are you telling me this is all minorities and you don't have crazy white liberals, Mike?
We do, sir. We do. The problem with that is that didn't start to come into effect. You know, the armchair conservatives of the state, that's one thing to take into consideration. But it started in the mid-1990s. That was where we passed that point of no return. By that point, that's when you started seeing that urban elitism, that leftist, Marxist socialist disconnect going on in the urban centers. And it's bad. I mean, when you're up here and you're 7 hours away from downtown Minneapolis and you're having to stop your vehicle because people are walking onto the streets in front of you protesting their outrage and their social justice. I have to drive an hour to get milk, Dr. Gorka. That's how remote I am. And I still have to contend with this.
And what are good people who believe that this isn't the Minnesota that the founding of the nation represents in terms of normalized politics principles? What have they done since 1979?
For the most part, they stay in this form of denial, this like cognitive dissonance of, you know, it's not happening here, not my problem. That's just what the cities do. That's the biggest aspect of it. But the problem is it's catching up with them, and they're starting to see it every day. I'm 20 minutes from the North Dakota state line. I drive 21 minutes, and I'm in a red state where there's no mask mandates. Where I am right now, employers are still mandating testing. We're mandated masks. Businesses can't open. We have the former DNC chair, Keith Ellison, is our state attorney general.
Yeah,
he's Antifa.
It's insanity.
You're more than...
Yeah, I'm fully aware. Mike, thank you for that heartfelt call. He's a first-time caller. Thank you for your patience. Let's give Mike a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's go to Sylvia. Sylvia, line 3, welcome to America First.
Yes, Hello, Dr. Gorka.
Hi.
First of all, I want to thank you. You sent me a copy of The War for America's Soul, and I sat down on an airplane cross-country trip and found your personalized signing it, and it's a wonderful book, and I thank you.
Very kind.
I want to comment about, I'm really shocked at the verdict. I really thought they would get it on the lesser charge. But I want to parallel this with the murder of Ashley Babbitt
yes.
in the U.S. Capitol. That man raised his arm, fired, and executed her.
That's not quite true. That's not quite true, Sylvia. She was climbing through a broken window of a locked door. So it's not quite murder. It's not quite execution. She didn't deserve to be shot, but she wasn't standing there and just executed.
Well, okay. I understand what you're saying. I heard this morning, and I had never heard this before, that when George Floyd saw that the police were coming, he gulped all of his drugs. And
who told you that?
I heard it on the radio or on the TV. I can't really tell you.
Okay.
I heard it as they were reporting on the trial, and the jury was still out. And I'm saying, at some point, we have to accept individual responsibility. I'm not saying that what the police officer did to George Floyd was acceptable. I don't know. I haven't been a policeman.
Look, there's a key point to be made here. Floyd had more fentanyl in his body than would actually create an overdose for most human beings. He had a criminal record. Ashley Babbitt didn't have a criminal record. 14-year Air Force veteran, shot in the neck, killed inside Congress, unarmed. And we still don't even know the name of the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for your kind comments. Next, we spoke earlier today with Commissioner Bernie Kerik on his expectations from the Chauvin trial. Bernie Kerik, here on America First. Relief factor, real, drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I've lived it now for more than 2 years. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and just 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And I'm still pain-free more than 2 years later. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer, 100%. That should be you. That could be you, but there's only one way to find out. Go to relieffactor.com right now. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. Do it today. You've waited long enough. 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get what you just told? What should the people do? What should protesters do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What
should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
demanding a first-degree murder verdict and saying, gotta stay on the streets and be more confrontational. 30 years in politics, and that's her message. But, most interestingly, thanks to Katie Pavlich at townhall.com, I have in front of me the document that was generated just before Maxine Waters arrived to that location after curfew. VIP form, movement, IAD 20210912, requesting organization, U.S. Capitol Police. Name of primary protectee, Maxine Waters. Title of protectee, Congresswoman, carrier, Delta DL9350. Number of cars in motorcade, 1. Meeting location, Leo checkpoint by arrival door 5. Special requests, special mobile lounge and police escort in and out. Yes, she had a police escort, as she is demanding to defund the police and for more riots. I know somebody who has an opinion on all of this. Former commissioner for New York, the 40th police commissioner, New York Times best-selling author, Commissioner Bernie Kerik, welcome to America First.
Sebastian, thank you.
So, more riots, more confrontation, less peace, but I get a police motorcade and a police escort?
They should have put handcuffs on her when they picked her up. That's what they should have done. This is a woman that basically put out publicly, a sitting congressman, that puts out publicly what she thinks the verdict should be. And if it's not what she thinks, then there should be, you know, confrontations in the streets, inciting violence and all this other stuff. This is nothing but a clear-cut attempt to influence the jury pool, and it's outrageous.
You've been very, very vocal on social media in the last 24 hours, and you've been slamming the institutional GOP, and you've said, what is Kevin McCarthy waiting for? He's useless. Censure? Seriously? Is she going to get away with it, Commissioner Kerik?
Yeah, she'll get away with it because the overall GOP doesn't have the courage to stand up to her and do something about it. You have Marjorie Greene Taylor down in
Georgia,
down in Georgia, who basically said she was going to go after her. Why is it one person? Where is the GOP leaders? Where are they? Where are they? They do nothing, you know, and that's my personal opinion. People may not agree with me, but I'm sick of it. They did nothing about the election. They did nothing about the aftermath of the election. They let states certify an election count and vote that they knew was not accurate. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of the swamp GOP just doing status quo or less. I'm really sick of it. So, and I'm glad that the congresswoman in Georgia is stepping up to the plate. I'm glad you got somebody like Vernon Jones, who has now announced he's going to run for governor in Georgia.
Yes.
And take on Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp is one of the reasons that Donald Trump is not sitting in the White House today.
We actually had Marjorie Taylor Greene in studio for a whole hour yesterday, and she went from here to deposit that document, that call in Congress to have Maxine Waters, to have her expelled from Congress. What happens in the last minute we have with you in this segment, Commissioner Kerik, what happens if the quote-unquote wrong verdict is reached and then there is violence on the streets? Are there cases to be made against Maxine Waters?
Yeah, I think there is, and there's the definite appeal issue for Chauvin. But I have to tell you, I honestly believe it doesn't make any difference what the verdict is going to be. These thugs and animals that tear down and burn these streets, they're going to be out there doing the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
The verdict has nothing to do with it.
He is the author of The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, the 40th commissioner for New York. He's Bernie Kerik. Follow him at Bernard Kerik on Twitter. He'll be back with us after these messages. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and Church People.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. No. When they go low, we kick them.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And
Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And you, and my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, and which would be bad for this elderly, out of shape man.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
From Maxine Waters to Eric Holder to Biden to Obama, the normalization of justice in America, but all of them are walking free today. We're talking to the 40th commissioner for New York, Bernie Kerik. Follow him on Twitter, at Bernard Kerik. We have millions of listeners, daily callers, people who text in, DM, email, what have you, commissioner. And I tell you, it's sad because there's a common refrain to many of them, and it is the belief, as Americans in America, that we have a two-tier justice system. Are they right?
Yeah, of course they're right. You know, it's pretty obvious based on what we're seeing. But I don't think there's a better example of a two-tier justice system, especially when you think about the criminal justice system, than this. You know, Sebastian, in January of this year, President Trump commuted the sentence of Kodak Black. He's a 22-year-old black rapper. He was charged with making a false statement on a 4473, a gun application, an ATF gun application. You know, Hunter Biden made a false statement on his 4473 in 2018. Both of them, same year, 2018, they fill out the application. The young black man at 22, he makes a false statement. He gets sent to prison for 46 months. Hunter Biden lies on his application, and he's not even investigated. They haven't charged him. There's been no grand jury indictment. There's been nothing. Why does Hunter Biden walk free? And Kodak Black was sent to prison. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, Kodak Black would still be in prison. Yes, there is a two-tier justice system, and the guys on the left, nothing happens to them no matter what they do.
An incredible analogy. Thank you for making that comparison. He is the author of The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, 40th Commissioner of Police for New York. Commissioner Kerik, there's the political angle. If you have the right connections, if you have the right last name, Clinton or Biden, you can walk on multiple felonies. But let me ask you a very specific question. How much of this two-tiered judicial system in America is a function of not politically biased judges, but we've seen that as well. But how much is it a function of cowards wearing black robes?
Well, I think it's a combination, Sebastian. It's just not the judges that's out there. You know, you have DAs and prosecutors, federal prosecutors, that, you know, have fallen so far off the cliff to the left, they can't seem to focus on what the Constitution says in reality. And, you know, they basically do as they please. You know, when you think about prosecutorial discretion, it's unbelievable. They can choose not to arrest Joe Biden or Hunter Biden for SEC violations or fraud or bank fraud or all the things that we found in the hard drive from hell. And yet they'll go out and lock up a young man for mortgage fraud because he makes a false statement on a mortgage application and put him in prison for 18 months.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's getting ridiculous, and I blame the far left, the Marxist Democrats, and the prosecutors and DAs, and I also blame the mainstream media, because it's their job to hold these political players to account for what, when they do this or don't do what they're supposed to, and they've done nothing. They're a part of it.
How hard is it? I'm sure you're still in touch with hundreds, if not thousands, of your former subordinates and colleagues. How hard is it to be a cop today, especially in de Blasio's New York?
It's terrible. It's probably one of the worst jobs you could have right now. Nobody wants to go to work in a place, number one, you know, where they don't feel safe. Nobody wants to go in a place where your supervisors, your executives in the department, your city council, your mayor, and your governor, all the way up the chain of command in New York City, New York State, nobody's going to be supported by the executives in New York City. And every cop, every single cop in the city knows it. So at the end of the day, why would you want the job? You know, if you have your retirement time, get out. If you're close to retirement, vest. If you don't have enough time to vest, then you really have to consider another job or another department. Go to a red state where people appreciate the men and women in blue, and you have departments and mayors and governors and city council members that's going to support you. Otherwise, get out.
Ironically, those states where crime is less of a problem and where the citizens of those states are allowed to exercise their Second Amendment rights and where they support the police and the police have the support of their political masters as well. That is the paradox of the times we live in. That is Bernie Kerik, 40th Commissioner of New York. The book is The Lost Son, A Life in the Pursuit of Justice. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Thank you, Commissioner. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
He doesn't just make the best pillows in the world. 51 million sold. He's got a whole empire of amazing products. Check them out at MyPillow.com. But he's also a movie maker. Yes, Mike Lindell, good friend of America First. His latest movie is Church People with Thor Ramsey and Stephen Baldwin. It's about Guy Sides, America's youth pastor. It's a rip-roarious comedy about a pastor who wants to get back to his mission, teaching the good word. But his leadership in his church want him to get involved in a crazy scheme, potentially blasphemous. Watch it today. It'll have you laughing out loud. Church People, available through us at salemnow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A for extra discounts. That's Mike Lindell's new comedy, Church People, at salemnow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I didn't have it in front of me when he was on, but here's the retweet from Commissioner Carrick. So the first thing is a Breitbart article about Kevin McCarthy, which says, Kevin McCarthy moves to formally censure Maxine Waters. What does the commissioner say? She should be locked up for attempting to influence the jury pool. Absolutely right. That is going to be the title for the segment, for the interview we had with him, because the GOP needs to get a spine, needs to get a backbone. It will be. God willing, you heard President Trump today. I keep wanting to say president, just the president. You heard President Trump today. It's pretty clear. He's got a plan. He's close to deciding. You know he wants to run. He wants to be back in the White House, not because of the $1 billion he lost, not because of the attacks and the smears against him, his beautiful wife, his children, but he knows there's still things to fix. And in addition to having the right team, getting the personnel policy right, which it can be done, I think he's learned, the swamp creatures sabotaging him, the fifth columnist from the inside. The second massive issue. And we've got a year, maybe 9 months, 10 months tops to fix it. It's the establishment GOP. The left's always going to be the left. We know they are un-American. They're normalizing violence and they hate half of America. But there is an institutional GOP. They've made a lot of money in the last 3 months. But they need to be acting as if they believe in America First, too. The GOP has to go MAGA. We need those signs. And it is up to you. Put the pressure on. Let them feel the heat. Send them a message every which way you can that they need to start being MAGA. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your sex. Hold the line, dear friends. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.